Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Kansas City bids farewell today to Adele Hall, who died on January 26. One of the city's great philanthropists, Adele Hall will be remembered at a funeral at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Brookside. But hundreds of Kansas Cityans said goodbye Saturday and Sunday at her visitation, where the city's power elite often stood in line alongside folks of ordinary means. Adele Hall touched thousands of Kansas Cityans during her 81 years, and many of them will remember her during this hour on the program. If you have a memory of the woman who's been called Kansas City's First Lady and can share it with us, call us at 816-235-2888 or post it at kcur.org or on KCUR's Facebook page. From the United Way to Children's Mercy Hospital, from UMKC to the Salvation Army and Starlight Theater, Adele Hall served on lots of boards and was everywhere all at once. We begin our remembrance of her this morning with Starlight Theater board member and Leawood Mayor Peggy Dunn. Mayor, always good to have you. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, Steve.
I know you go way back with Adele Hall. Tell us about your relationship with her, Peggy.
Well, Adele and I we're very good friends. I had the great honor of serving with Adele on a number of nonprofit boards and just truly admired her commitment. I think lots of groups sought her out, but if she agreed to come on a board, it was because she believed in the mission of that organization and had highest respect for the staff and the other board members. But she also made certain that she had time in her calendar to devote to the board meetings and the committee assignments. She was a tireless worker.
So she did her homework before she joined any board, and once she got on that board, it sounds like she was full throttle, full speed ahead.
She was, and Starlight's board meetings were at 7:30 in the morning, and she never missed a meeting, and she did come prepared.
What do you think her greatest contribution was to the city, even going beyond Starlight Theater, Peggy, because you've watched her work in so many capacities? What's your sense?
You know, I have said publicly, and I have heard so many others say this, that she was a mentor, and not just to women, to men as well. We just so admired her stamina, her commitment, her dedication to make things better than they were. And I know I learned so much from Adele, and I've heard many others say the same thing.
She started a fund for the internship board at Starlight Theater. What else did she do out there?
Well, she was extremely helpful in our Future Generations Capital campaign. I had the pleasure of going down to Tulsa, Oklahoma when we approached the Mabee Foundation and watched her passionate plea and request for the monies and walk away with $1 million gift from the Mabee Foundation.
Huh.
So she was a great fundraiser. She didn't just give money away. She helped raise money for organizations.
Well, why was she good at that, Peggy? What did she do that was able to turn the tumblers there a little bit?
Well, she could express the need with such clarity. She was very well-spoken, but very sincere. I mean, her belief in the magic of Starlight and what it did for families, I think they had season tickets since the early 50s, almost from the beginning, and took their children, and then she took her grandchildren. And so they had tremendous passion for that, and it just came through with everything she did.
I'm wondering if the news struck you maybe in a way, in the way that it struck me. This really did seem to come out of the blue somehow, and I'm wondering how the news of her passing hit you, Peggy.
Well, I have to admit that I learned from a reporter about her passing, and it hit me very hard, very hard. It was totally unexpected and way, way too soon, way too soon.
What do you think she was focused on in the months and years to come? Do you have a sense of what she was really eager to see accomplished?
Well, a board that she was currently chairman of, I actually serve on with her, and that was Youth Volunteer Corps. She had just really very predominantly was the person that led a relationship with the YMCA. of Kansas City, and we had great hopes that there would be tremendous broadening of that organization through the connection with the YMCA and their national tenants throughout the country.
And the Youth Volunteer Corps is what exactly?
Youth Volunteer Corps is a group that was founded by David Batty about 25 years ago that really is for preschoolers and middle schoolers and high school students, and they train them in volunteer activities. Sometimes they're done in a day tasks, and they really generate in them that spirit of volunteerism that they then carry forth into their adult lives.
Hmm. Well, a tremendous loss. And Mayor Peggy Dunn, we sure appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. And I'm sure you'll be at the service this afternoon.
Yes, I will.
Thank you again, Peggy.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet. I want to go now to Cynthia Smith. She is president of Wayside Waves, the animal shelter. And Cynthia, thank you for taking some time with us today.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be able to speak to such a wonderful friend of Wayside.
Why was she such a wonderful friend? What did she do out there?
Well, everything, actually. She adopted all of her Cocker Spaniels out here, and she loved those animals. And I saw her just before she and Don left for Hawaii. She came out and wanted to visit the shelter and see our new expansion and renovation because she was not going to be able to be at kind of the official opening. But she came with dog treats. And so she came for two reasons. One was to see the new expansion, but the other one was to find out how Maddie was doing. Maddie, as you may remember, is the dog that befriended, or vice versa, a deer at the Elmwood Cemetery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so we kind of rescued Maddie and have been rehabilitating her and socializing her. And so she wanted to, Dale wanted to come out and see how she was doing. So she came out with a tray full of cookies for the dogs, and we went up and down every single aisle of dogs. And the ones that looked the most forlorn or lonely, she would give a little treat to. And she was on our board for almost 7 years and never missed a board meeting, was a mentor to new board members. She was always quite concerned about all the animals, when we would send out notices about something special, whether we had gone on a rescue or for a hoarding situation or a puppy mill shut down. She was always the first one to send an email and congratulate us on a job well done. Mm-hmm. And she even had one of her daughters, Margie, adopted a dog named Daisy this past fall, and so she considered her grand dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she just loved animals.
We're visiting with Cynthia Smith, president of Wayside Waifs. And Cynthia, you know, something that Mayor Peggy Dunn just said about when Adele would join a board, this was not just something to, you know, say she was doing. She was really committed to it once she signed up. And you're saying what, that she showed up at every meeting from the moment she became a board member out there?
Oh yes. She was very involved, and she served on a nominating committee to recruit new board members. She and Don opened their home for Wayside Waves back in September so that we could have some potential donors come in and learn more about our organization and our capital campaign. She was also concerned about all of the animals in Kansas City, and she and Roshan Parrish convened a citywide group that met down at the chamber office, and we met for about a year trying to support best we could the Kansas City, Missouri shelter, which really is in need of a new facility. And now it is under great management and is doing wonderfully well. And so it wasn't just Wayside that she cared about, but it was all of man's best friends, both cats and dogs. And I got my last email from her was the Wednesday before she passed, and I had sent out a notice to the board that the head of the Department of Agriculture was going to be coming to Wayside Waves and take a tour and announce some initiatives about the number of puppy mills that have been shut down as mm-hmm. a result of Proposition B. And so she sent me, oh, congratulations, and I emailed her back and said, well, I did take a chance to pull him aside and ask him what he was going to do about the gas chambers that are in some of the shelters in Missouri. And so she wrote back and said, yeah, let's go after that. Mm-hmm. So she really was a very involved board member.
You know, Cynthia, I wonder, what do you learn about Adele Hall when she comes out to visit Wayside Waifs? And as she's there, she's walking up and down the rows of the kennels with dog treats in her hands. What's the takeaway from that experience?
You know, she is like no one I have ever met. If you met her on the street, you would think she was just the gal next door.
Mm-hmm.
She had such love and such compassion for people and for animals, and that if she put her mind to getting behind something, it was all in.
Yeah.
And she would recruit her friends to be a part of it, and she wanted to make a big difference. And serving on our board, certainly, who wouldn't love to have Adele Hall on your board? But it was more than so much more than a name on a stationery or something like that. She was somebody you could call and ask, do you know so-and-so? Would you introduce me to someone? She came to all the
yeah.
She was on our development committee and made all those meetings. And, you know, can you imagine the number of organizations that ask her to do things?
Yeah.
And for her to, you know what her passion is by what her chosen time commitments were. And I always worried about her when we would have meetings. You would drive up in this little old car, and that's what I mean. She was just, you know, she was not pretentious. She was just one of the gals.
What kind
literally.
Of car was it?
You know, I don't remember, but it wasn't new. It wasn't big, and it wasn't new, and it wasn't fancy. And I can't even remember what it was, and I'm sure one of your guests may know. But it was startling the first time I saw it. And, of course, they didn't have chauffeurs or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, they just drove themselves around and were just lovely, lovely, lovely couple to be associated with.
Yes,
and her in particular to be such a gracious, loving person that you don't have to carry a big stick or a loud voice.
Well, Cynthia, thank you for taking a few minutes with us and remembering the life of Adele Hall. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All the best, Cynthia. That's Cynthia Smith. She is president of Wayside Waifs. And as I just said, we are remembering for this segment of Up to Date the great life, the great contributions of Adele Hall, who died a few days ago. We'll be remembered today at a funeral at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Brookside. That funeral begins at 4 o'clock. Today's a great day to remember all the contributions that she made. She died a little too soon. If you want to recall her life and her contributions, we'd like to hear from you. 816-235-2888 is our phone number, our email address, updatedate@kcur.org, or go to KCUR's Facebook page. I want to bring Jim Cacamo on into our conversation. He is director of the Department of Early Learning at the Mid-America Regional Council. Jim, it's nice to have you.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show today and to talk about Kansas City's First Lady. It really is.
Tell me about the contribution she made that you're aware of, Jim.
Well, I had the privilege of working with Adele. She was one of the founders of the Partnership for Children
yes.
back in the early 90s, and I was the executive director. And she was just so caring, and I think with both Peggy and Cynthia said that when she joined a board, she joined a board. It wasn't a nameplate. She actually got involved. She was the director of the board when I took over. And Adele had such a strong commitment to children. You know, speaking of commitment, I looked up the definition of philanthropy, and its etymology is love of man. And in a sense, it was a caring, nurturing, improving, and enhancing the quality of life for all human beings. And that really is a definition of Adele Hall. But she was very concerned about the fact that children's immunization rates were very low.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to know what we could do about it. So we did some research, and we found out that some of the reasons that they're low is that, parents are working hard to get their kids in and so on and so forth. Well, what we did is we presented a bill both to the Kansas legislature and the Missouri legislature, and Governor Graves and Governor Carnahan championed those bills, and they became law, and it made it much easier for children to get immunized. But there was one other thing that we didn't know how to crack. One of the issues about getting kids immunized is that it wasn't top of mind on the part of parents.
Uh-huh.
Parents were busy,
but
kids weren't sick, so they just didn't think about it. Well, we met, and we came up with the idea of a birth congratulatory card that you might send to your brother and sister-in-law who just had a baby, and don't forget to get your baby immunized. Well, needless to say, Hallmark made up a card, but it didn't sell very well. It's not exactly the kind of sentiment you want to send. So instead of disbanding the project, the thought that we had was, what if governors sent a card like that to newborns in their state?
Hmm.
Well, Adele loved the idea.
That's a neat idea.
She took it to Governor Graves and to Governor Carnahan, and I'll make a very long story short. In 1996, in September, Governor Carnahan was chairman of the Southern Governors Conference, and at the Governors Conference meeting, Adele spoke about why this card would really help if the governors would send it to all the newborns in their state. Long story short, we had about 36 governors who adopted it, sent it to the newborns in the state, and during those high years, it reached 80% of all the live births in the nation. Now, you think about the reach that Adele had for children in this country, not just in Kansas City.
We're visiting with Jim Cacamo with the Mid-America Regional Council, formerly of the Partnership for Children. Jim, just quickly, what was she like to work with? You worked with her closely. What was that experience like?
She was perhaps, and I don't know that one can really say this, but she was so authentic. She was like you were sitting with a close friend, just chatting about issues.
Yeah,
she was very thoughtful.
That's very well said.
And
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and I really appreciate one of your guests saying that she was a mentor. She was, in every sense of the word. Jim, think about this, and don't forget about that. And you know, and anything you asked her to do, she's, well, I think I can, yeah, I think I can help and come to that meeting and so on. So it was great.
Well, Jim, thank you for calling and remembering the life of Adele Hall. We sure appreciate it, Jim.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Jim Cacamo, Director of the Department of Early Learning at the Mid-America Regional Council. We are remembering the life of Adele Hall today. Lots of phone calls. Lots of folks want to remember her as well. Susan from Kansas City, Missouri. Susan, welcome to Up to Date. Good morning.
Thank you. Adele drove a Buick. Here's a quick funny story.
Thanks for clarifying that, Susan.
We were talking to a guy that owns Princess Garden on Warnell, and he said, Mr. Hall called for a big party thing, and they came to pick it up. Mr. Hall came himself to pick it up. So he's carrying this huge box of Chinese food out to the car, starts walking to a Mercedes, and Donald Hall clicks a little button and says, no, no, it's over here. And Sam says, it's like this beat-up Buick. He's, like, shocked. He flips the trunk open, puts it in there, and he watches it drive away. That's the Adele Hall to the T. She was unpretentious. I was a Link commissioner at the same time. She was still a Link commissioner at the time of her death, and local investment commission. We do family and children's services in Kansas City, Missouri, overseeing state dollars. Adele, when she came to the meetings, and she came very often, more often than I did, she was prepared. If you're giving out a report, it wasn't like she's putting you on the hot seat, but she just wanted to know. And I think that when she asked a staff person about this, they were quite pleased to give the information back, because at least one of us was sitting here paying attention, and Adele was always drilling down, not to find fault, but to make it better. And that opened my eyes up to a whole lot of things, and I think she was just a genuine person.
Well,
that's
Susan, you are great to call in. I really appreciate you taking the time. I want to go to Brent Stewart now. He is the president and CEO of the Heart of America United Way. Brent, thank you for calling, and thanks for taking a minute with us.
You bet, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You are calling from one of the pillar organizations of Kansas City. Tell us about the contributions that Adele Hall made to your group, Brent.
You know, it's easy to talk about the financial commitment that Adele made over many, many years at United Way, but the thing that I think separates Adele from other philanthropists in the community who work with United Way is the degree into which she gave of herself. And, you know, it's interesting, Steve, because as this news has been out and around the community for at least a week now, the folks that I've run into throughout the community of all different walks of life, they all talk about Adele as the person. You know, and it was rare that anyone in my conversations talked about, you know, her wealth and and how much he contributed dollar-wise to the community over, you know, a lifespan. So it's Adele the person and who she was. And I, you know, heard some of the comments from some of your previous callers, and I couldn't agree more about how unpretentious Adele was, always giving of herself, showing up at meetings, well-prepared, asking tough questions in some cases.
Wow.
But you always knew that even in the tough question, it was from a good place. The intentions were always good. It was always about improving the lives of people, improving the conditions of animals, no matter what it was that she was engaged in. It was all about how can we do better and how can we improve things in this community. Very quick story for you. About 3 years ago, our United Way created an award for Adele, you know, to recognize Adele and all of her commitment to the community. And as we created the award, and it's called Adele Hall Spirit of Community Award, when we created the award, we approached Adele, and we really had to convince her that the award was something that ought to be put in her name. It's because she was so very humble. She didn't want to be singled out in a way that, you know, we wanted to recognize her. It really took some convincing to allow her, or allow us, I should say, to name the award after her. And here's the thing. We had to convince her that the award was about making sure that people in the community had something to aspire to, that all the goodness that she had inspired in many of us, the award would be an opportunity for folks to aspire to continue to do good and great things for the community. And when she understood that, then she agreed to allow the award to be named after her. But before that, she was like, oh, no, I don't think this is something I want to do. You know, I'm just one of many in a community who care about Kansas City.
I can hear her saying that, Brent.
Yes.
Hear it. Yeah, and I just can't help. I know this is a cliche. I just can't help but think, you know, she left us too soon. We still needed her help. And what a tremendous loss for our community. But what a tremendous gift she was. Absolutely.
Yeah, and if I could, just one more contribution as it relates to United Way. Adele and Don Hall Sr. were very instrumental in creating an individual giving program here in United Way, here in Kansas City, called the Tocqueville Society. And it is one of our biggest individual giving programs as of today. It's raised millions of dollars for our community over the years. She started the program here in Kansas City a little over 25 years ago. And so when you think about her ability to give and how she leveraged her goodness in the community to create even more gifts to the community to do good, Alexis Tocqueville Society here in Kansas City is certainly one of the legacies that she leaves behind.
Well, Brent, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. Really good to have you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. That's Brent Stewart. He is president and CEO of the Heart of America United Way. And again, we are remembering the life and times of Adele Hall today. And I've always wanted to ask her kids if she was as good a mother as she was to this community, because if she was, Don and they are just so lucky to have had her for all those years going forward. And boy, absolutely. Let's grab one more phone call before a break. Mary from Independence. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Well, the reason why I called is because I used to take my children over to the ice skating rink. And I was standing there watching my children, and Miss Hall came up, and we started talking, you know, we're laughing, and we talked for quite a while. And she goes, oh, Mary, my name is Adele Hall. And I said, what? And I looked at her, and she smiled. She goes, I'll see you later. And I'm going, holy mackerel, beautiful lady. That's all I have to say, Steve. Thank you.
Mary, good phone call. Thank you very much. And it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll continue our remembrance of Adele Hall. We'll get your phone calls at 816-235-2888. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. And we're back. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed Friday's conversation with Paul Mesner about his puppet theater or the latest installment of 90 Mile View, you can find those and all of our previous broadcasts at kcur.org. On tomorrow's program, we'll look through the lens of an Israeli photojournalist, and we'll step into the history books and examine the leader of Lincoln's team of rivals, William Seward. Well, this hour, we are remembering the life and times of Adele Hall. I want to go to Dr. Randall O'Donnell. He's the president and CEO of Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics. And Dr. O'Donnell, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Steve. Randall O'Donnell here.
Yeah, so tell us about the life of Adele Hall and how she impacted your very prestigious organization there at Children's Mercy.
Well, the prestige came by being related to her, I think, in many ways. She was an absolute guiding light and champion for us. We've used all these superlatives, and there just aren't adequate words to express what she meant to us. But she volunteered, worked hard. She gave to this organization with her full heart in so many ways. I told a group the other night, our Hands and Hearts group had their big fundraising event the other night. She was so proud of this young auxiliary group that's come together over the years, because she was always working on development of Children's Mercy. I mean, obviously she was a funder herself. She was a fundraiser. She was a friendraiser. But she also was a fantastic leader, having served as chairman of the board, a member of the trustees and our foundation board for a number of years. And she was an absolutely amazing lady who was proof that you can do it all. I mean, she raised a beautiful family. She was a marvelous wife. But I had a nice chance to chat with her granddaughter on Saturday morning, and I thanked her for sharing her grandma with us. And between the tears of the conversation, her granddaughter laughed and said, "Well, my gosh, thank you for sharing her with us," because she was always talking about Children's Mercy. But she instilled in so many people the pride that she had in this organization. But she instilled in all of us continually striving for the best. So it's a great loss, Steve. But again, as I told the group the other night, I felt like she prepared us, because she was always building these relationships, mm-hmm. connections, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. And I'm sure you've heard that from your other guests this morning as well.
It's a great point. Dr. O'Donnell, thank you for taking some time with us.
Okay. I'm glad to do it, Steve. Good talking with you.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. Randall O'Donnell, president and CEO of Children's Mercy Hospitals. Let's go to Paula from Park Hill, who once met Adele Hall at Children's Mercy. Paula, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share feelings with you. I mean, as Dr. O'Donnell said, superlatives aren't enough to talk about Adele. I met her exactly once when we were explaining our abdominal pain clinic to her, which she championed and helped fund. And thousands and thousands of children in Kansas City have been affected by that program. But we just wanted to update her on what we were doing, and I was a little trepidatious, not having met this pillar of Kansas City society. And I could not believe what a warm, wonderful person. She immediately put me at ease. And when I read in the paper Saturday that she had passed away, I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah, boy, you and everybody.
How many people can you say that about when you've met them once and they have that effect? And I'm choking up now. But a warm golden glow is gone from Kansas City.
Paula, thank you for...
I'm sorry, I have to go.
No, Paula, thanks for calling in. I share so much of your sentiments there, absolutely. I want to go to Major Charles Smith now, who's the divisional commander for the Salvation Army over both Kansas and Western Missouri. Major Smith, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us about the impact that Adele Hall had on the Salvation Army here.
Well, Adele has been a part of the Salvation Army most of her life, I would say, because actually her early beginnings were back in Nebraska, when her mom and dad actually every year would have her family go out and ring bells at one of our local kettles in their hometown. And then she just brought that connection with her when she arrived here in Kansas City, and we've just thoroughly enjoyed having her as a part of our organization over these past years.
What was she like to work with, Major Smith? Again, you had a relationship with her that a lot of folks maybe didn't have. What was she like to work with?
Well, the one thing I feel about Adele is that she always had a desire and focus on others, you know, those other people that were in need. She wasn't so much focused on herself. You know, she wanted to find how can we make a difference in the lives of other people. And in the midst of it, you know, she just portrayed this feeling of compassion and gentle strength that made you want to say yes to her.
Yeah.
you know, she was just a wonderful, wonderful lady.
I think when Adele Hall called, it was probably a lot of people experienced this idea that it was hard to say no to Adele. When she called, usually you were like, yes, how can we help?
Well, you always knew her heart was right, and so it made it very easy to just to see what you could do to help make whatever she was asking come to pass.
Major Smith, thank you for calling in. Sure appreciate it.
Our pleasure. God bless you.
You bet. That's Major Charles Smith with the Salvation Army here in town. I want to wrap up this remembrance of Adele Hall with Bruce Matthews, who's a photographer and author who's been on our program before talking about the great cause of Elmwood Cemetery. And, Bruce, nice to have you back again. Good morning. Yeah. Tell us about Elmwood Cemetery. What is it and why was Adele so interested in it?
Adele was the type of person that we all hope to be when we grow up. The best thing I can say about her is she's the nicest person I ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And her caring spanned those who are the least among us, primarily the children. And as Cynthia Smith said a while ago, the animals that she talked about. But she also had a great appreciation for honoring and paying tribute to our ancestors, who she liked to say quite often, on whose shoulders we stand today.
Mm-hmm.
And Elmwood Cemetery is one of the most
full of those ancestors,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's one of those one of the most historic sites in Kansas City, but it's old and it's broke. It's just kept open by volunteers, and it's very historic.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 years ago, I had my own heart trouble. And not that I was ever a shy person before, but when you go through something like that, you become a little more forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so I approached Adele to write the foreword in the Elmwood book and to also help us in some way at the cemetery. So she and six of our other friends have been hosting a picnic in the mm-hmm. cemetery for these last 4 years. And
just what a beautiful place Elmwood Cemetery is. I've been out at one of those events with my youngest son, and we sat there with Adele Hall at a table just on a beautiful fall afternoon, just chatting away.
Yeah.
What a nice memory.
It's a family experience. And I can't say enough good things about Adele. She was, you know, our friendship goes back to the early days of the Children's Mercy Golf Classic. And she cared about the kids, and she cared about, of course, the animals. And you talked about the little dog that is Wayside Waits, who became friends with Ella, who is our kind of our mascot deer at the cemetery.
Is Ella still there wandering the cemetery?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have as many weddings in the chapel as we do funerals. And Ella will come right up to the door and watch the whole service and then walk to the gravesite with the family. The day before she died, I got an email from Adele in Hawaii asking how Ella was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she had contacted Cynthia wanting to know how the little pooch was doing. So it's our goal. It's everyone's goal that the dog will be adopted into a loving family who will bring it back to the cemetery for visits with mm-hmm. Ella. They were the best of friends.
So bottom line is she helped save Elmwood Cemetery for years going forward then.
Absolutely. And it was, she didn't just give her time and her money and her name to projects, causes that she cared about. She gave her heart. And I think that is pretty much echoed to what everybody felt about her.
Well, that's a great way to wrap up this segment, talking about the great contributions of Adele Hall. Bruce, thanks so much for coming in. That's Bruce Matthews, who's been so involved as a photographer and author in saving Elmwood Cemetery going forward. So good to have you, Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you.